Chapter 5. Then the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, son of Iddo, began to prophesy to the Jews in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel. Thereupon Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, son of Josadak, began again to build the house of God in Jerusalem, with the prophets of God giving them support. At that time there came to them Tattenai, governor of west of Euphrates, and Shethar Bozenai, and their fellow officials, who asked of them, "Who issued the decree for you to build this house and raise this edifice? What are the names of the men who are building this structure?" But their God watched over the elders of the Jews, so that they were not hindered, until a report could go to Darius, and then a written order be sent back concerning this matter. A copy of the letter sent to King Darius by Tattenai, governor of west of Euphrates, and Shethar Bozenai, and their fellow officials from west of Euphrates, they sent him a report in which was written the following: "To King Darius, all good wishes. Let it be known to the king that we have visited the province of Judah and the house of the great God. It is being rebuilt of cut stone, and the walls are being reinforced with timber. The work is being carried on diligently and is making good progress under their hands." We then questioned the elders, addressing to them the following words: "Who issued the decree for you to build this house and raise this edifice?" We also asked them their names to report them to you in a list of the men who are their leaders. This was their answer to us: "We are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and we are rebuilding the house built here long years ago, which a great king of Israel built and finished. But because our fathers provoked the wrath of the God of heaven, he delivered them into the power of the Chaldean Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, who destroyed this house and led the people captive to Babylon. However, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Babylon, King Cyrus issued a decree for the rebuilding of this house of God. Moreover, the gold and silver utensils of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple in Jerusalem and carried off to the temple in Babylon, King Cyrus ordered to be removed from the temple in Babylon and consigned to a certain Sheshbazzar, whom he named governor. And he commanded him, 'Take these utensils and deposit them in the temple of Jerusalem, and let the house of God be rebuilt on its former site.' Then this same Sheshbazzar came and laid the foundations of the house of God in Jerusalem. Since that time, the building has been going on, and it is not yet completed. Now, if it please the king, let a search be made in the royal archives of Babylon to discover whether a decree really was issued by King Cyrus for the rebuilding of this house of God in Jerusalem. And may the king's pleasure in this matter be communicated to us."